The text for today is actually a little bit longer than those verses that are printed in the service bulletin today. And I would like to say before I read these words that it's a complicated text. First of all, it's written by Paul to Christian congregations. The extended text talks about pastors who proclaim Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Lord and Savior, responses to the pastor's message. It talks about making decisions as Christians of hell and of heaven. It talks about works that are considered good works, which flow from the heart of faith. A complicated text, so I would encourage you to listen carefully. The text is recorded in Galatians chapter 6, beginning reading at the 6th verse. Anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. These are the words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, anytime you have something that's quite complicated, perhaps the best way to understand it is to try to say it in as few words as possible. So this very complicated text, maybe we can just get it down to three words and make sense of it that way. And those three words are these: actions have consequences. Our actions have had consequences for none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you picture hell? You know, there are all these interesting artists of the past who've tried to depict what hell must be like. And there's always the flames that are leaping up, and some people are swimming around in boiling liquid, and there are the birds pecking at your face. But just for a moment, try to picture hell something like this. Somebody beats and beats and beats your back with a whip mercilessly. And then they take and drive a nail right through your wrist, and another nail through the other wrist, and then they put a spike through both of your feet, and they tack you up on a cross, which is obviously rough cut and therefore filled with splinters. And so you are attached to this cross like that. Now, in order to breathe, you have to move up and down. That's the only way you can get air in and out of your lungs. So every time you push up, your feet are going to feel the full pressure of your weight, and that's going to cause excruciating pain. Meanwhile, when you let yourself hang, all of the pressure is going to be on your hands, and they are going to feel the pain. And your back, your lacerated back, is sliding up and back and forth against that sliver-infested, rough-cut piece of wood. So that's really, really bad. But then take what's going on inside of the mind. Have you ever committed one of those sins, and I know we all have, that really, really bother you? It's kind of like chewing a piece of gristle. You just can't get rid of it. And so when you go to sleep, it's just plaguing you. Well, actually, you don't go to sleep. You just kind of chew on that, and you, I'm so stupid. How could I have done that? What a terrible thing. You know, what will people think? You got all the shame and the guilt from that. And then add one other component. You got this physical suffering, you got this mental anguish which completely fills you, and then you realize there's no help forever. Things are not going to get better. It's just going to remain. Well, sin has consequences, and that's the consequences of our big sins, our little sins, the sins we commit, the sins we actually are guilty of because we don't do something. The sins in our mind, the sins on our lips, the sins of our hands and feet. But as I said earlier, actions have consequences, and our actions have had consequences for none other than Jesus Christ. You see, he took responsibility for all of our sins. After living this perfect, righteous life for us, then he suffered hell in our place for us. The torment of body, the torment of emotions, the torment of soul. He took it for us. So our actions have consequences. Now, Jesus' actions have consequences for us. Since he paid the price for all of our sins by shedding his precious blood in our stead, we don't have to go to hell. We don't have to face that torment throughout all eternity. It's forgiven. God looks at us through the lens of Jesus Christ as redeemed, as righteous, because of what Christ has done for us. And so you see, our actions have had consequences for Jesus, but his actions have had consequences for us. But now, as the children of God, we have to realize that our actions have consequences both for us and for those around us. Inside of us, there is this struggle that's going on. And it is a serious struggle between the sinful nature and the new man in Christ within us. And so we're going to have to, as Christians, make decisions as to which side of us we're going to follow. What if you follow the passions, the lusts, and the desires of the sinful side within? Our text talks about that. It says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction." God is not mocked. Another translation says, "No one makes a fool of God." And another translation says, "God does not allow anyone to turn up his nose at him." Interesting. God, even though he has sent his son to die on the cross and suffer hell for you, so you don't have to, even though you're redeemed, God is not going to drag someone into heaven kicking and screaming. If we follow that side, then the work of Christ is not of effect for us. But what if we listen to that part of us, which is also the gift of God, which is the opportunity to glorify God in our lives and serve our fellow men, that brings glory to the Almighty and serves in our truly best Christian interests as well? Well, there are consequences. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And oh, what a world this would be when we start following that side of us which is of the Spirit and we reach out in love to other people. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. What a joy and a blessing we can be to ourselves and others by following the cross of Jesus Christ. I said if you have something very complicated, maybe it's best to try to say it in simple terms. And so our text today, I said, can maybe be summarized by saying that actions have consequences. If you think that the Christian faith is complicated and complex, maybe you can reduce it to the same three words. Our actions, that is our sins, have had consequences for our God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ's actions of living a perfect life and allowing himself to suffer hell have had consequences for the whole world, including us. And now, as the redeemed children of God, let our actions have consequences which bring us blessing and which are a blessing to those around it. Our prayer is very simple. May God grant that it is so. Amen. We sing the hymn. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all. Depart in peace. Amen.